another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlore, and here he is, our engineer and producer for this little thing, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. So Lent has begun.
Rolling along.
I'm ready. I'm okay. You know what? I met somebody who's gave up all like internet and, you know, computer and phone.
Oh.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how they do it.
I would be in
even
trouble.
Even at work? Like,
yeah.
Nothing. Wow.
No, they're saying, like, well, I'm going to live without it. He said to me, at work, I have a little bit of computer work I must do.
Okay.
He said, but I'm going to, you know, do the email at work because obviously I'll lose my job.
Right.
But he said, I'm not going to be taking it home. I'm not going to be carrying a phone. I'm going to be, you know, available on a landline if you need me.
I wish the best of luck to
them. I don't think I could do it for more than an hour.
You'd be lost.
I couldn't do it for more than an hour. It's incredible. I mean, what a tremendous gift. You know, I think in all of our lives, we try to, you know, kind of like, you think this, I was thinking this myself after this guy told me this. It's like, well, what is he doing this for? Like, just to self-punish? But no, I think sometimes sacrifice helps us to grow. I think sometimes a little denial helps us to grow and understand, you know, things a little bit better, right? I mean, I think there's something good about that. And giving up is not such a bad thing sometimes because we very rarely do that in this culture, right?
No, but nobody likes to do it.
No, nobody likes to give up. I mean, we want more, if anything.
If anything.
But I think Lent is a time where there are a lot of people out there that do give up, and I think that's what we're going to look at. I don't mean give up like throwing the towel, give up. I mean sacrifice. And that's exactly what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, the gift of sacrifice and how sacrifice is a part of your life and my life. And when we do it, ultimately, though maybe a little painful, it can actually be a good thing for us in the long run. To start us off, this is Bruce Springsteen called Devils and Dust.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils and dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing. Turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul, filled with devils and dust. Well, I dreamed of you last night in a field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry, smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, Bob, in a field of mud and bone. Your blood began to dry, smell began to rise. We've got God on our side, we're just trying to survive. If what you do to survive kills the things you love, fear's a powerful flame. It'll turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul, fill it with devils and dust. It'll take a God-filled soul, fill it with devils and dust. Find the love that God wills, and the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger. And tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devils and dust. But I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a dangerous thing. Will turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take your God-filled soul, filled with devils and dust. It'll take your God-filled soul, filled with devils and dust.
There's Bruce Springsteen to start us off. Devils and Dust. That's from way back. You know, it's way back now. It's unbelievable. The 9/11 song, you know, talking about all of the people who went and sacrificed so that they could help and work on that big pile of rubble and death after our nation was attacked. You know, it's incredible when you think about how far ago that was for us. And for some people, of course, it's as fresh as anything. But the reality is that there are times in human tragedy when people step forward and just give it themselves. There's something really powerful and beautiful about that. And I think that's what we're called to kind of take a look at today, is in all of our lives, maybe at some point or another, we're going to be called in a big way to do something like that. I mean, I don't think those people who ran in, all of those fire people and EMTs, I don't think they thought about it, that this would be the biggest and most important sacrifice they'll ever make in their life, the day they ran into those towers. But at the same time, we don't know when we're going to be called to sacrifice, do we? We know some things about sacrifice. We know that, you know, regularly it's good to give to the poor. Regularly it's good to take care of other people who are in need. But there are also going to be those times where maybe we're going to be called to pull over at a car accident scene. We're going to be able to help somebody with the Heimlich maneuver in a restaurant somewhere. You never know about these things where we sacrifice our own selfish life or our own desire, our own focus for a moment and say, yeah, I got to go help that guy. I got to do something about this. And that kind of jumping into action kind of makes us a superhero, if you will, kind of makes us, you know, a real good disciple of God that makes a difference in this world. So you never know, you know, when we're going to be in that situation. The idea is to sort of be prepared for it somehow and have that wherewithal of mind that says, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to help the other guy. There's something important about it. Hey, here's Dire Straits. This is called So Far Away. We'll be right back.
so far, I just can't see. You're so far away from me. You're so far away from me.
Take it out.
So far away.
This Dire Straits, So Far Away. You know, in our lives, that's another part of sacrifice that we sometimes think about, but sometimes don't. Like, you know, there are people across the world who need our help. And now and then when we make a donation, we forget that, you know, we're helping people all over the place. And there's something really good about that. In the life of faith, we have groups called like Catholic Relief Services, for example. And when there's a disaster anywhere in the world, CRS is one of the first groups there. And you read about it in the paper all the time. They'll say the CRS representatives were there on the beach giving people to, you know, victims of the tsunami. It's incredible to see how people reach out to one another, but we can participate kind of in this global thing by helping other people out around the world, particularly the victims of natural disaster or different groups that need our support and help. There's kind of wonderful ways in which we can do that. I know a lot of times we think it's just about money, you know, like it's the money that we give and that's really the only way we can help. Well, that's one way we can help, but, you know, we can also help in prayer, like to make that commitment to say every day I'm going to pray, every day I'm going to make a commitment to pray, you know, for these people or for this particular, you know, group or a necessity that's going on someplace. And that makes a big difference too. So it's not just our money, but sometimes it's our prayer, the time that we give to prayer and praying for somebody else. Other times it's just literally, you know, giving of our own gifts, the things that we do well. You know, maybe you do something really well and it's a way that you can help, like help rebuild a house for somebody and, you know, help do something. There was an ad on the Super Bowl about America is filled with people of tremendous generosity. And this kind of listed throughout a song, I'll Stand By You is the song. And they just kind of listed all these different good things that people did for other people, like a biker group bringing a kid who was bullied to school one day, like all of these different things in which sacrifice helped make somebody's life better. You know, I think that's what faith, that's kind of the foundation for faith. And we really need to be able to do that in our lives because that's what's going to help us to recognize that, you know, God's called us to be a partner in this world with him and to make this world a better place. Here's Pink Floyd. This is called Hey You.
Hey you, out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fading smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Give in without a fight. Hey you, out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me? Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me? Hey.
coming home.
Yes, Pink Floyd, Hey You. You know, that one last line there, right? Divided we fall, united we stand. There's something about that, of course, you know, in our country, but there's something about that in the life of faith, too, that there's a certain unity that we share that makes all the difference in the world. And I think there's something very important in our lives to kind of reflect on that, that that's one of the reasons, you know, we have church. Like sometimes people say, well, why, you know, why do I have to go to church? I can just pray to God myself. Well, sure, you can pray to God yourself. That's true. But at the same time, I think there's something important about linking with other people and recognizing the power of coming together and what exactly that means. And there's something really beautiful about that. You know, that's part of our coming together and saying, yeah, there's a strength in this. You know, there's a strength in our gathering. There's a strength in our recognizing that we're not the only people on earth with desire or with sadness or with brokenness, but there's a strength that comes from being together. So there's something good about that and something we're really called to recognize. So yeah, in our lives, you know, we recognize that divided we do fall, united we do stand. There's something really powerful to see that unity. That doesn't mean we all have to think the same, right? And all vote for the same people and all have the same passions. Absolutely not. But I think there's something about recognizing, yeah, in our lives, when we do something good, good things happen. And that's the challenge, you know, to allow good things to permeate our lives and recognize different, though many, like St. Paul says, we're one body. There's something really good about that. Hey, here's Dilbert McClinton. This is called Giving It Up for Your Love. I'm funny. You know, sacrifice hurts a little bit, doesn't it? And there's something about that that is interesting. I remember Mother Teresa said that one time. It stuck with me forever, that there's giving, and then there's giving that hurts a little bit. And what God really wants is the giving that hurts a little bit. So in other words, if I have 25 cents in my pocket, I can flip that into, you know, a cup any day just to give 25 cents to somebody. Big deal. No problem. But if I have 20 bucks and I give away that 20 bucks, well, then that hurts a little bit more, you know? And I have to say, in my life, the times that I've given vulnerably, you know, when it's really hurt a little bit, when it's changed me a little bit, it's a funny thing. It seems to always come back somehow. You know, I remember when I was a young priest, I would have like 10 or 15 bucks in my pocket. I'd take a bunch of kids and get pizza. And next thing you know, I get 20 bucks in the mail. Somebody would send me 20 bucks. You know, it was incredible how it always seemed to work out for me. You know, there's something great about that. Like to remember those days where we had that generous spirit. And how can we get that generous spirit back once again? There's something, again, that God calls us to recognize, you know, when we give, it really does make a huge difference in our lives. Here's Eric Clapton with a little help from Steve Winwood, Presence of the Lord.
Before.
Hi, Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about sacrifice today. Presence of the Lord. Well, you want to find God, do something nice for somebody else, and automatically you get that beautiful sense of God's presence. It's an incredible reality how God works in our lives. Giving helps us to grow, but also helps us to understand ourselves better. You know, I always tell that story of Jet Garbage Company. They are located here on Long Island. They're awesome. I was at a red light behind one of the garbage trucks one time, and on the back of the truck, like where you throw the garbage in, it says, "Through service we grow." That's the reality of our lives. Service and sacrifice helps us to grow. That's what God's asking for us. Why does a garbage company get it and we don't, right? It's about us reflecting on that and recognizing, yeah, it's all about service, and that's how we find that presence of the Lord. Here's the Allman Brothers Whipping Post.
Thank you.
Another part of sacrifice we don't like to think about all the time is, yeah, sometimes, you know what, we do pay for our sacrifices, right? Sometimes it's about struggle. It's not just so personal, but other times, you know, we get criticized, right, for the sacrifices we make. Why are you doing that? What's the matter with you? You know, nobody volunteers for the fire department anymore. Well, why do you feel that you need to join, blah, blah, blah? You know, there's something really important about that, kind of taking that stand. It means having a wherewithal that says, you know what, I can do this, and there's something good about this. So we need that strength that helps us to do the things we want to do, and things that really we feel God is calling us to do, not only to make the world a better place, but also to answer our own call for meaning in our lives. Here's one of my favorites from the Beatles. This is called She's Leaving Home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She,
we gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh.
We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She,
we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves.
Oh.
We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone.
At 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't.
Sometimes it's the comfort of home that we sacrifice so that we can do something for other people. I think of our servicemen and women, you know, how they take leave of the comfort of their own home, their own family, their own environment where they're comfortable, go someplace else to make this world a better place for us. We thank God for those people today. We offer a prayer of thanksgiving for them and ask the Lord to help us to be inspired to do that kind of sacrifice in our own lives that the world can be safer because of us, huh? Here's the Rolling Stones. This is Gold, Saint of Me.
Saint St. Paul the persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said, oh yes, I said, oh yes. Augustine knew temptation. He loved women, wine, and song, and all the special pleasures of doing something wrong. I said, oh yes, I said, oh yes. The same to me.
His Rolling Stones, Saint of Me. Well, you know, is the goal in life to become a saint? I don't know. If it is, I'm probably going to fail on that one. But I think if it's to be a holy person, to do the best you can, to seek God's forgiveness where you may have messed up, and to seek people's forgiveness where we've messed them up, yeah, I think that's what it's about. And, you know, saints are human people. Sometimes we make them into these people that are not real, but they're very real people. And there's something very powerful about their lives, you know? It's worth kind of picking out a few, maybe some you've never heard of before, and read about them. You know, Saint Agatha, Saint Ambrose. I'm just thinking of the A's right now. There's so many of them, but it's such a great, great gift to recognize their life and how it inspires us. Their sacrifice, how it inspires us, can kind of lead us on to a holier life in the 21st century, too. So it kind of works all along. Here's Robert Plant. This is called Heaven Knows. Heaven Knows is sort of like God Only Knows, you know, the Beach Boys song. You know, we look at our lives and we say, yeah, there's some blessing here. There's some great gifts. And in the midst of it all, you know what? God is with us. So there's something powerful about that. The sacrifices add up. So God only knows where we'd be without the ways in which we sacrifice and the ways we do good things for other people. So it's worth it. It's kind of the challenge, and it's what we're called to in our lives. Ultimately, we don't know, but we do the right thing all through our lives and hoping and praying that God is with us, challenging us, but also kind of congratulating us, a pat on the back now and then for a life well lived. Hey, here's Creed. This is called My Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
creed, my sacrifice. Yes, we all do that in our lives. We're kind of called to that. So maybe, you know, as Lent wears on, you're thinking to yourself, well, what am I supposed to give up? And maybe it's not what you're supposed to give up. Maybe it's what you're supposed to do. Maybe it's about, you know, sacrificing lunch on Friday and going to a mass where you live, you know, where they have a 12 o'clock mass. Where I live at St. Agnes Cathedral, we have a 12:10 mass. Yeah, you could get in, you could get out and get back to work, and you've sacrificed for somebody else to say some prayers. You know, there's something good about that. Sacrifice helps us to grow. Through service, we grow. The Jet Sanitation Company is right. That's what it's about. It's about recognizing that we want to grow our spiritual lives. We want to grow our relationship with God. We want to even be better at loving our friends and our neighbors and particularly our own families. It all comes from sacrifice. It can't be a selfish world. It has to be a world that gives to others. When we do that well, we've kind of found the key to what happiness is. Not just Lent, but the key to happiness. So I hope you find it. And let's think about what we can do in the next week and the next year and month or whatever to make this world a better place through our own sacrifice. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man of sacrifice all over the place, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.